Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Rick Ulfick. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Paul.
Oh, boy, this is my lucky day. I'm talking to Rick Ulfick. This guy is so busy with the world peace and his 11 days. What's the exact title for your wonderful program?
It's 11 Days of Global Unity.
All righty. Give us the background on how that began. I know it's been around for a long time. We've partnered with you and honored to do that. So tell us about it.
Sure. Well, the 11 Days of Global Unity is a worldwide platform where people and organizations can be part of an inspiring international movement that links local awareness and action activities for peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation. And you can find out more about that by going to our website, we.net, which is the website for We the World. I'm the founder of We the World and the We campaign at we.net. And the project, 11 Days of Global Unity, is a featured project on we.net, and people can be part of it there.
Now, tell us about, you have a wonderful calendar with thousands and thousands of organizations doing good for the International Day of Peace. Give us a couple examples of things that are happening out there. And I know you have a lot of wonderful celebrities connected to your organization.
Right, exactly. So, yes, so this 11 Days of Global Unity has had participation by some of the most visionary thinkers and activists on the planet, including Desmond Tutu, Jane Goodall, Deepak Chopra, Eve Ensler, Daniel Ellsberg, Bill McKibben, Marianne Williamson, Amy Goodman, and Robert Thurman, and many, many others. And if people want to be part of the 11 Days of Global Unity TELUS Summit, they can go also to we.net and sign up for that. This year, we are going to have some amazing people who are participating in that, including Jane Goodall, Tavis Smiley, William Hartung, Neil Donald Walsh, Ocean Robbins, Audrey Scott Williams. Each one is speaking on one of the 11 themes for change. So Jane Goodall will be speaking on environment. Tavis Smiley will be speaking on economic justice. We have a woman named Jumana Risk, who is speaking on the theme of women, and she works with Amma, who many people know as the hugging saint. But Amma actually has empowered the lives of over 100,000 women and girls in India. So it's just a wonderful summit, conference of teleconferences on each of these themes, and people can submit their own projects to be part of 11 Days of Global Unity as well. They can go to the calendar and submit their group's work on the Global Unity calendar. And it's not just during September 11th through the 21st. It's all year round, because these 11 themes of change are actually 11 campaigns that happen all year round. So people can participate all year round. During the 11 days in September, that's when there's a big focus and a big global promotion of all of this good work and good news.
All righty. Two last quick questions, Rick. Congratulations on all the good that you're doing. So what's good news for Rick Ulfick?
What is good news?
Yeah,
good news is that we're doing all this work, and so happy that Good News Planet is part of it, and we are part of your good news as well.
And the last question, this is for you. What does peace mean to you, Rick? What is peace?
peace? Well, I think that peace is when we all come together as we. That's why we're so focused on we the world and we.net, because we're talking about expanding the concept of we to include not just our loved ones and our families, but also our communities, our neighborhoods, our entire countries, the entire human species, and then beyond the human species, so that it includes the entire web of life. If that is what we think of as our we, and that means we are concerned about the health and well-being of every part of our we, every member of our society, every form of life, and then we will really have peace on earth and peace with earth.
I love it, Rick. Fantastic. All right. Thank you, my friend. May peace prevail on earth. And we'll speak later. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
All right, Rick. Take care.